And generally, what determines what is negative are the 10 negative actions. Generally, it's split into 3 of body, 4 of speech, and 3 of mind. And positive is generally to do with the 10 positive actions. And would also include practices of repentance, of renunciation, bodhicitta, belief, and of course, the realization of wisdom emptiness. Neutral, this can maybe fall into two different classifications. One, some people say there is no neutral. Other people say there is neutral. Neutral would generally be doing something with a motivation that is neither positive or negative. And where some people say it isn't a neutral, there isn't a neutral cause and effect, is because if we are still doing things in ignorance, and ignorance is one of the negative emotions or negative afflictions. So anything done in ignorance is still a negative action or cause of negative karma. And we can also experience karma that is common karma and individual karma. Common karma is events or experiences that a group of people may experience. For instance, if there's an earthquake, many people experience the earthquake. This is that for those people that are experiencing the earthquake, we have common karma. Or we might go to a great music event and everybody's in the stadium and everybody has the common karma that they are going to the music event together. And then the individual karma is that this experience will be experienced very differently by everybody else that's attending. So maybe everybody is at the music concert, but for some people, they will be loving the music. Some people will be disliking it. The individual experiences of everybody at the karma, at the concert, will be very, very different. And this is due to their own individual karma. And this is a very important concept in Buddhism. And if you really start to understand this, then you really begin to take great care about what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're thinking. And how do you take great care? By really practicing the right mindfulness and awareness. When we realize this, we start to realize that we are responsible for our own actions, and what is happening in our life has come about because of our own actions in the past. As the teachers say, if you want to know what your past lives were, have a look at your life now. And if you want to know what your future lives are going to be like, have a look at what your actions of body, speech, and mind are now. Through this, we start to understand that we are both the director and the actor. Because of the choices and the actions that we've made presently and in the past, we will experience certain karma in the future. What is also important to realize here is that using this law of cause and effect, we can also help change our future, change our destiny. And how do we do this? By just not acting in ways that is going to bring these causes and conditions together. So for instance, we may still be wanting to have that cup of tea, but if there's no water, we can't have the cup of tea. Or if there's no pot to cook it, or there's no fuel to warm the water, or if there's no person to put the tea in or the water into the pot, then the result of being able to have tea to drink will not come about. And all we need is just for one of those elements to be missing, and we can't have tea. Or we could have all of it as well, but when we wake up, we really had a rough night the night before. And when we make the tea, the water's boiling, and then we put the tea in, we're stirring, and then when we take a taste, it was something else. It wasn't tea. I don't know what I put into that water. So then again, it hasn't made tea. So the causes and conditions haven't come together to get the result of having tea. And what do we use to change cause and effect within our mental processes? We practice repentance. And remember, in Buddhism, it's not just saying I'm sorry. Repentance also means stop doing it, having a method to stop, and also acting in ways that are opposite to the negative actions that you've acted into. For instance, if you steal, then the opposite action is to practice a lot of generosity. Another is to practice bodhicitta, and another is to have faith. From this, we also see that this is maybe a little different to some religions, is that we are responsible for what is happening in our life. It doesn't mean that you just say to people, oh, it's your karma, you deal with it. For ourselves, we know, oh, I'm having these troubles because of my past actions, and this is the karmic result. But if we see other people having difficulties, then we should always do our best to try and help them. In Buddhism, we don't believe that what is happening in our life has been predetermined by a supreme being. And neither that things just happen randomly. And so from this, we see the more we practice something, the more likely we're going to have a similar type of result. So if you practice many positive deeds, it's more likely that in the future you will experience positive results or have positive experiences. And the same applies. If you want more suffering and you want more unhappiness, then enter into more negative deeds. There was a very famous golfer. His name was Gary Player, and he was once playing a tournament, and his one shot ended up in the bunker, and it was a very difficult shot, and he hit the ball out of the bunker and it went straight into the hole. And when this happened, one of the spectators shouted, "What a lucky shot!" And he replied, "Yes, it's funny. The more I practice, the luckier I get." And similarly, the more you practice positive deeds of body, speech, and mind, the luckier you might find life becomes. And with respect to this karma as well, the cause and effect, the effect or the result sometimes happens very quickly, and sometimes it doesn't appear for a long time. It only appears much later in this lifetime or in future lifetimes. And I think sometimes this makes it difficult for people to see it or want to believe it, because they don't see the result immediately. An example of things happening immediately is, for instance, if you put your hand on a hot stove, you will burn your hand, you get a blister, and this is the result comes very quickly. However, where it takes a long time is sometimes maybe if we enjoy a lot of smoking or we do a lot of things that hurt our body, we don't see the result of it very quickly. But over 30 or 40 years later, suddenly the effect of the smoking does affect our body. And so through this, we can see that we can use the law of cause and effect to change our future, to change our destiny by acting, changing our behavior into more positive behavior. If we want more harm and more unhappiness, then acting more in a negative behavior. But it doesn't happen immediately. And why? Because sometimes the inertia, the gravity of our previous actions is still going to come into play before the result or the causes and conditions of all the positive actions take form or take result. And the Buddha taught this because it is very important that we know that we should take great care about what we're doing with our body, speech, and mind. Because if we don't, all that happens is that we create suffering for ourselves in the future. And if we understand what causes suffering, then we have the opportunity to reduce these causes, these actions, or even eliminate them. And what is the best way to do this is to really take great care of what is happening with our body, speech, and mind. And which is the captain of this is our mind. First from the mind, then we speak or we act. And how do we look after the mind? Maybe starting through meditation, through practicing the correct mindfulness and correct awareness. And this is just a really brief introduction into cause and effect. And again, it will be discussed in a later chapter. And on that note, we'll finish for today and we'll do the dedication. By this good, may all obtain omniscience, having defeated the enemies of wrongdoings in the turbulent waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. May all be liberated from the ocean of the suffering of samsara. Sonam deye tamcha tsepanye, tobnye nyepe tranang kacheja, kekar nachir balang trupai, tipi tsoli troa.